21 minutes past the hour of 7, you're on VOC Breakfast on 91.3 FM. Loads of messages coming through asking us to unpack the recent statement issued by the South African Hajj and Umrah Council. Now, SAHUK has released last night a statement informing the Muslim community of South Africa about important developments following recent engagements concerning SAHUK's status as the Hajj Affairs Office and the model for facilitating Hajj for South African pilgrims. The statement further reads, in line with the Kingdom of the Saudi Arabia's global rollout of direct Hajj, of the direct Hajj model, South African pilgrims will now register, select and secure their Hajj packages exclusively through the Nusak Hajj platform. What does this mean? Joining us online now, we have SAHUK President Hafiz Muaz Kasu to just unpack the statement and just give us more details on the matter. Mr. Muaz, shukran so much for making time for us this morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the listeners, the voice of the Cape, I trust all doing well.
All doing well. Muaz, just briefly, for someone who has just been shared this statement, someone has just been told SAHUK has issued a statement and it's major big news. What does this mean? What does the statement essentially mean?
Okay, I think the biggest news, obviously, SAHUK will no longer facilitate the Hajj process for South African pilgrims. Major concern is we had a quota of 2,500 for South Africa. This has now been reduced to 1,140 South African pilgrims. And going forward, every single South African pilgrim that was registered on our system waiting in the queue based on date and time priority of registration for the last 8 to 10 years, they have been waiting to go for Hajj. That entire queue is scrapped. Every person will now need to register online on the ministry's portal, and they will have to hope and pray, inshallah, that they can be given an opportunity out of the 1,140 pilgrims, bearing in mind that with the SAHUK system, it was only first-time pilgrims. Now going forward, even those who have performed Hajj before can also apply. So your chances are going to be very slim in comparison to what it was in the past. And everybody that has been waiting will now have to re-register and apply again on the ministry portal when it opens up later on this year.
Wow. Muaz, is this a final decision? I want you to maybe take us through what led to this decision, and also, is there any way of going back, or is this just simply the way Hajj operations will be moving forward?
Look, what we've heard, obviously, is a lot of noise in the country. A lot of people were not happy with the new Hajj rules and regulations from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Several operators, there were 7 in total, that went to visit the Saudi ambassador, presented to him the Nusuk Hajj platform and the way forward, and they requested, this is what South Africans want, and they questioned our mandate. They said we're not recognized by the South African government. And thereafter, the ministry issued us the quota, and when they heard all this noise coming from South Africa, they called us for a meeting to discuss it, and the noise still continued in South Africa, and it's unfortunate that we're in this position. Whether it can be changed or not, Allah alone knows. We will continue engaging with the ministry and the relevant authorities, but I think it's rather slim chance that we have. But yeah, somebody's got to come up and own up to what they've done. It's no use sitting back and blaming each other. Those who went to the embassy and requested for the Hajj Nusuk platform should come out and tell the public, we've requested for it, this is how it's going to work, this is what we're going to be doing for you. When you've got queries, come to us, we'll help you. Now is the time for them to stand up and voice to the public.
Muaz, what does this essentially mean for the South African Hajj and Umrah Council? Will they essentially dissolve?
So at this point in time, we will need to have relevant board meetings, we will need to have general council meetings, and from there, inshallah, we will inform the public in the months to come. I think it's very early for us to make decisions right now. We first need to review the current situation, and thereafter, inshallah, we will make the necessary decisions.
Inshallah. I wanted to ask you specifically on the Hajj quota, the reduction made from 2,500 to, well, 1,170 is rather a very large deduction. Why?
That has come as a shock to us. It's actually 1,140. I think if you read the press release from the Saudi embassy to Durko, it clearly states the reasons why they've reduced the quota allocation. But we are shocked. We're not too sure why that number has been put forward. But yeah, it is what it is, and it's something that we're going to have to work with as a country. And we make Allah make it easy, because like I said earlier on, that even those that have went for Hajj can now apply. So can you imagine the waiting period for those who have not performed Hajj if the quota is reduced to the number of 1140?
Oh, wow. Muaz, I think there's still a lot of conversations that we need to have with regards to what this actually means for the future of Hajj operations in South Africa. A lot of people already so confused with regards to the NUSAC system, saying it's going to be a major hassle. Is there any clarity with regards to will pilgrims basically have to be doing this on their own?
Correct, 100%. Each pilgrim can apply and register online from the leisure from their home. Can go to their friends. They can go to any place where they feel comfortable to register. You will register on your own. You will need to transfer your money into a digital wallet. And when you get accredited, if you don't have the money, you will be de-accredited. If you have the money, you will then proceed and pay. So that is the process. Everything is done online through the ministry's portal. It's a fantastic system. The only challenge is I don't think we are ready for it as a nation, based on the large backlog that we have. And I think it's going to take some time before pilgrims understand the process of how it unfolds. And we'll only find out later on this year when they actually do register, apply, and they need to make the payments online. Mm-hmm. Exactly the challenges that may be faced by our South African system.